We have been believers, believing in the black gods of an old land, believing in the secrets of the seeress and the magic of the charmers and the power of the devil's evil ones. And in the white gods of a new land, we have been believers, believing in the mercy of our masters and the beauty of our brothers, believing in the conjure of the humble and the faithful and the pure. Neither the slaver's whip, nor the lynch's rope, nor the bayonet could kill our black belief. In our hunger, we beheld the welcome table, and in our nakedness, the glory of a long white robe. We have been believers in the New Jerusalem. We have been believers feeding greedy, grinning gods like a Moloch demanding our sons and our daughters, our strength and our wills and our spirits of pain. We have been believers silent and stolid and stubborn and strong. We have been believers yielding substance for the world. With our hands have we fed a people, and out of our strength have they wrung the necessities of a nation. Our song has filled the twilight, and our hope has heralded the dawn. Now we stand ready for the touch of one fiery iron, for the cleansing breath of many molten truths, that the eyes of the blind may see, and the ears of the deaf may hear, and the tongues of the people be filled with living fire. Where are our gods that they leave us asleep? Surely the priests and the preachers and the powers will hear. Surely now that our hands are empty and our hearts too full to pray, they will understand. Surely the sighs of the people will send us a sign. We have been believers, believing in our burdens and our demigods too long. Now the needy no longer weep and pray. The long suffering arise, and our fists bleed against the bars with a strange insistency.